Miriam Voley, narrator.
This is from Don't Judge a Girl by Her Cover by Allie Carter. I'd thought about seeing him about a billion times. I'd thought what kind of a girl I was going to be, and yet I was none of those things as I looked down at him and muttered, "You're a long way from Blackthorn." He smiled. "Yeah. Well, I heard that Macy McHenry was going to be making her first post-convention public appearance here today." He stood and brushed some stray confetti from my hair. "And where there's one Gallagher girl, there are usually others." "We're like smoke and fire that way," I stuttered, trying my best to act cooler than I felt. He gave me a slow, mysterious smile. "Something like that." And then a whole new kind of panic hit me. Was it possible that Zachary Good had broken out of his top-secret spy school because this was his first chance at seeing me outside of my top-secret spy school? Oh, my gosh! Could I go back to battling rooftop attackers now? At least with rooftop attackers, you know where you stand. This is from The Tale of Emily Winsnap by Liz Kessler. This was it. The moment I've been dreading. The school board had only gone and reopened the pool. 5 more minutes, and my secret would be revealed. Everybody would know I was a freak. My heart thumped so loud I could feel it in my ears. "Let's all see how the fish girl does it," Mandy said loudly. Then she pushed me forward, and I went flying into the pool with a loud splash. I swam to the surface and looked up to see 30 pairs of eyes facing my way, at least one of them waiting for my freakiness to be revealed. I had to fight it. I had to. But it was starting already. My legs were going numb, joining together, and like an idiot, I'd swum halfway across the pool. I heaved myself through the water, splashing and dragging my body along, keeping my legs as still as possible, trying to stop my tail from forming. Bit by bit, I propelled myself to the side, my arms working like a windmill. I had to get there before it happened. Hurry, hurry!